off you go. And...
Rather give me. John, you were introduced to me just a little while ago as the warbler. Are you also in this full time?
I do other things as well, but I suppose it's getting to a point where it's nearly a full time commitment now to be involved in the Colour Tide and move it forward. And as Aidan was saying, we have completed the production from scratch ourselves, recorded, produced. We've our website at www.colourtide.com that needs to be updated constantly as well. We've made contacts with people in as far away as New York, and just the other night even Georgia, people who've got really interested in the band. And if I suppose if there's one thing, I suppose coming through in all of this for us is the fact that the web is working. I was just listening to your own interview with the Walls the other day, and they were saying, you know, how easy it is now to contact people if you want to get in touch with them, like record companies, etc. Even make that first contact via email and be able to direct them towards your site where the whole history and samples of your music are there within a moment. And that's what's got us out of, I suppose, the initial, the immediate environs of Cork and of Ireland. As Steve Wall was even saying the other day, I mean, he just came back from a music expo in Texas, and it just shows you how big the world is out there. And the one crime I always felt in Cork was that there's so many good bands finished up so quickly because the circuit is so small and it's untenable. Like if you're trying to make a living out of it, you can't do it for a long period of time. And I think what we're trying to do is we're trying to do two things. We're trying to make our own band successful, but we're kind of trying to forge and create a structure by which other bands can then tap into and say, well, look, there's more than one way to actually approach the whole production, the whole distribution and maybe promotion of a band. That there are other ways to go about it, and I suppose that's the way we've dealt with the whole situation, and the way that we've kind of tried to push the Colour Tide forward as we have been going for so many years. And this is a new departure for us to actually go away, produce a full album of original material, put up a website and promote it ourselves. So we've quite enjoyed it, actually. So
well, you mentioned there, of course, and it's quite true that while Cork has a very vibrant music culture, at the same time, the gig circuit is pretty limited.
Very limited.
I mean, do you first of all, do you enjoy playing at home?
We enjoy recording and say recording our own stuff, etc. I mean, we will enjoy and we will be doing live stuff as well. It's just the forum in Cork City is quite. We'd say it's more sort of covers bands and that mm-hmm. sort of thing. There used to be before a very vibrant original scene, but that seems to have taken a dive mm-hmm. in the 90s anyway, you know.
Took a dive in the 90s, yeah. I think there's a bit of a recovery going on at the moment, which is great to
anything
see.
Anything is
yeah.
great to see.
Yeah.
It's fabulous because there's, John was saying, the talent in this mm-hmm. city and the musicians around there are fabulous, and it's a shame that there isn't more of a forum, mm-hmm. say like you look at Galway now, or even Waterford, etc. There's a type of a scene there. Mm-hmm. Which used to be here, and hopefully it's on its way back. It would be great if it was.
And the new album is called Underwater. You can also check out the band on www.colourtide.com.
Crack open some eggs.